Sunday, we believe around Sunday, the last time we spoke to somebody was around 4 o'clock. So we think around 5 or 6 that he might have gone into the river. So far, we know that he spent the day, he was in Derry, it was a nice day, and he was seen in the shop on the quayside, and he was buying groceries. He cycled back towards his home direction. That's the Cullion direction. He lives out just in the countryside, just a little way out there. And he was cycling back, and he stopped at, there's a lay-by in the new buildings area. He stopped there, and he, there's a bike rack there, and he chained his bike up there. And he went down down onto the bank, and his bag was found there with his hoodie and his trousers in it, and his boots and socks were beside it. So because we know he loves swimming, ourselves and the police both think that he may have gone for a swim. He was very like happy at the time. He had just been to, on Saturday he went to the Northwest 200 in Port Rush, and he just had a brilliant day and everything was very positive. He was speaking to his dad on Sunday and everything was fine. Today it's mostly just my family, and there's a nice man called Ivan that has turned up, and he's helping us, and he's helped other families with their searches. So today he's showing us areas where we can safely walk on the bank and things, and Foyle Search and Rescue took us for a drive around yesterday and showed us everywhere where it's safe to go. So we're just walking around at the moment and just being as vigilant as possible. With us today are Sam's mum, my mum and Sam's dad, a few of my brothers, and, you know, just very close family. So one of my brothers is actually, he was on holiday over near, somewhere near West Africa, and he has been desperately trying to get home, but he can't get home till Sunday.